Several organizations have come out either opposing a proposed mine in the Pinoki Hills of Ashland and Iron Counties or against watering down existing mining regulations. Trout Unlimited is the latest to do that. State Chairman Kim McCarthy says a surprise draft mining bill last spring gives them reason to be on their toes.
There was loosening of clean water and clean air standards. There was loosening of wetland standards. They had even gone so far in that original bill that was leaked. They were actually talking about allowing mining companies to condemn private property and dump waste from their operations on that private property. So there were just a lot of things in there that were alarming.
McCarthy says since the coalition is informal, he's not sure how many groups are in it. But he says the Wisconsin River Alliance, the National Wildlife Federation, and League of Conservation Voters stay in touch. Conservation League spokeswoman Ann Sayers says there's strength in numbers.
There are a lot of interested parties that are watching this very closely. Everyone from the people who live in the districts that could be affected by these changes to citizens statewide who take pride in the fact that Wisconsin is and should continue to be a place where the water we drink is clean and the air we breathe is clean and that we have wide open spaces to hunt and fish and hike.
This coalition also includes an informal relationship with tribal governments, although a spokesman with the Bad River Band says their concerns are wider in scope, including threats to their tribal culture. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.